Stablecoins are quietly becoming the Treasury market's debt buyer. A CryptoSlate analysis published September 3, 2026, lays out a shift that has been building in plain sight. Dollar-backed stablecoins have become a reliable source of demand for U.S. government debt. The mechanics are simple. When an issuer mints a token, it takes in a real dollar, and, to back that token, buys short-term Treasury bills. Growth in stablecoin supply turns directly into growth in T-bill purchases. That makes a private crypto product part of the plumbing of public finance. The stablecoin sits on a phone or in a wallet used for payments and trading, while the dollar behind it funds the government. Neither the user nor the merchant sees the Treasury leg of the trade. The reserve mechanism does the work. Regulated dollar stablecoins are structured to hold high-quality liquid assets against every token in circulation. In practice, that means cash and short-dated treasuries, the safest and most liquid instruments an issuer can hold. The design choice is about redemption, not policy. Issuers need to convert reserves back to dollars quickly when holders cash out, and T-bills mature in weeks or months, so they fit that need better than almost anything else. The side effect is structural. A stablecoin float that keeps growing is a bid for short-term paper that keeps growing with it. The CryptoSlate piece frames this as issuers becoming a buyer of last resort for Treasury bills, expanding private sector demand for government debt without any central bank having to decide how much money the system should hold. That framing matters because it separates two things that usually move together. Normally, expanding the supply of dollars in circulation is a job for the Federal Reserve. Stablecoins let private issuers expand the usable dollar float and the demand for treasuries at the same time, driven by market appetite for the tokens rather than a monetary policy decision. Regulation pushed reserves toward treasuries. The concentration in treasury bills is not an accident. Stablecoin rules that have taken shape across major jurisdictions in the past 2 years, including Singapore's push for full reserve backing and similar frameworks elsewhere, generally require issuers to hold reserves in cash and short-term government securities and to keep those reserves segregated. Riskier or longer-dated assets are discouraged or barred. Those rules were written to protect holders and prevent a run. The knock-on effect is that as stablecoin adoption grows under clearer rules, more of the reserve base flows into the exact instruments regulators consider safe, short-term treasuries. Compliance and treasury demand are now pointing in the same direction. The banking sector has noticed. A group of major banks has floated plans for a joint dollar stablecoin, and central bankers have started debating whether central bank money itself should move on-chain. The common thread is that tokenized dollars are being treated as infrastructure, not a fringe experiment. Second-order effects worth watching. A steady new buyer of T-bills is not automatically good or bad. It depends on scale and behavior. If stablecoin reserves keep growing, they add depth to the market for short-term government debt, which can help absorb heavy issuance. That is the optimistic read, and it is the one the debt buyer of last resort framing leans on. The risk sits on the other side of the redemption promise. Stablecoin holders can cash out fast, and if a large issuer faced heavy redemptions, it would need to sell treasuries quickly to meet them. A concentrated, correlated, forced sale of short-term paper during stress is a different animal from a patient long-term holder. The same feature that makes T-bills a convenient reserve, their liquidity, is what makes a rush for the exits possible. There is also a monetary wrinkle. If a growing share of dollars lives inside stablecoins that hold treasuries, the transmission of interest rate policy and the composition of treasury demand start to reflect crypto market flows. That is a small effect today. It stops being small if the float keeps compounding. For everyday crypto users, none of this changes how a stablecoin spending card works at the register. The token still moves the same way. The shift is upstream, in where the backing dollar ends up. It is worth understanding that the stable in stablecoin is now partly built on the same government paper that anchors the traditional financial system, which is a strength in calm markets and a channel for contagion in a panic, in a